This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry. And this message that I'm recording today, which happens to be August the 10th, 2022, was originally written and posted online for February of the year 1995, which is a little over 27 and a half years ago. And it's taken from the scripture found in the Psalms, chapter number 34, and it's one verse. Verse number 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. The title for this message is, I Double Dog Dare You to Give God a Try. Now, remember the days when you were a little kid? Remember how you and your friends used to get together and dare each other to say or do something? Remember how your reputation among your friends depended on how many things you did on a dare? Things usually went like this for me. Hey, George, I dare you to go up to the teacher's desk and glue one of her books together. Man, you must be crazy, I said. What's the matter, George? Chicken? My reply would be no. Well then, go ahead and do it. No. Usually, I could get out of it by walking off. Sometimes, I had to endure the name Chicken for a while, but at least I stayed out of trouble. Have you been there? There were others in our crowd that resisted the initial dare and would start to walk off too. Then the person really pressed them by saying, I double dog dare you. When they said that was the breaking point. They would turn around and say, oh yeah, well you just watch this. And with that they proceeded to do what they were dared to do. In many instances, the dares would come from people who had already done the thing that they are daring others to do, but not always. You had some that were too chicken to do something themselves unless someone did it first. Sometimes they were harmless pranks, but other times they brought trouble, injury, and even death. As I mentioned earlier, people participated in these things to gain a reputation or to seek approval of peers. Think back over your past. How many times did you do something on a dare just to prove how much of a man or woman you were? How much trouble did you get into based on a dare? How many times did you start to walk away from the dare but had to go through with it after you were double dog dared? Yes, in all those instances, pride and reputations were at stake. Some of you are going through that right now because you are still relatively young. You think you have to meet every challenge head on, or you're not going to be respected. You want everybody to know, I don't take anything off of anybody. I am just as bad as anyone else, if not badder. And when you say and think that, you are being very foolish. Why? Because you are setting yourself up for destruction, either by your own hand or someone else's. One need only to look at the apparent stupidity of some people, young and old, that have gotten injured or worse, based solely on a dare. All the way from lighting a cigarette, putting it on your arm and seeing how long you would let it stay there, to playing chicken with a car in a head-on race, to doing drugs and playing Russian roulette, all for the sake of a stupid reputation. Some people you didn't have to dare because they wanted to set the standard and then would dare others to join them. Why? Because when they are out there on a limb by themselves, it gets lonely. They have to have company or they will feel like outcasts. So they goad others to do what they have done. Well, let's look at something here. How many of you have been in jail because of being dared to do something? How many of you are or were strung out on drugs because of a dare? How many of you are parents because you were dared to have sex outside of marriage? How many of you have been injured because of a dare? How many of your friends are dead because of a dare? If I were a betting man, I would bet all of you fit into one or more of these categories. Well, if you want to have a rep, why not take this into consideration? Only a fool will risk life and limb for something that isn't going to make them a better person. You think having a rep as a fool will get you a better job? Do you think you will have trustworthy friends if they know how foolish you are? Remember this, fools usually attract fools. Birds of a feather flock together and all that. However, if you still feel you have to prove how much of a man or woman you are, I have a proposition for you. Since you like to try things on a dare, I dare you to do something that will not only benefit you, but will make you look totally ridiculous. I dare you. In fact, I double dog dare you to go out on a limb and give Jesus Christ a chance to show you how good he can be for you. That's right. I'm daring you to get saved. You see, the reason you act the way you do is because you are searching for something. usually that something is something to satisfy that empty space that you have in your soul. That's right. All of this time, you have been trying to fill that part of your life that longed for acceptance. But despite the things that you tried, nothing worked. You are still just as miserable as can be. You go home to an empty house, and you have to have a beer, a shot of whiskey, a joint, or a snort just to get through the night. You have tried it all, and nothing works. The only thing it does is because you causes you to miss work, get in trouble, to get sick, and lose your money. I double dog dare you to give God a try. You thought that boyfriend or girlfriend would help you make it, but now they are cheating on you. Or if you are a woman, you got pregnant and he left you, and you feel like life isn't worth living and you want to end it all, but you hang in there for the sake of the children. I double dog dare you to give God a try. Every time you move one step forward, you get knocked two steps back. But you are Mr. Macho, and you are going to make things work the way you want them to. I double dog dare you to give God a try. If you want things to be good in your life and to fill that space in your life, I double dog dare you to give God a try. You see, only God can fill that emptiness in your soul. It is He that has made us, and He made us to be worshipers of and to fellowship with Him. As a result, when you are not doing what you were designed to do, you fall apart. There is something missing. You try to fill it with anything other than what should be there, and it just doesn't work. I want you to think about this for a minute. Cars, for example. If you have a car that runs on gasoline, try filling your tank with water. How far do you think you will go? If you have an electrical device that runs on DC voltage and you try to use AC voltage on it, not only will it not work, you may destroy it. Well, by the same token, the rep, the drugs, the sexual encounters, the money, the power, and whatever else you can think of are just poor substitutes for what you really need, and that is Jesus. Only Jesus Christ can fill that void. Only He can make you truly fulfilled and happy. I double dog dare you to give Him a try. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. That can be found in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 29. Come on. What have you got to lose? The alcohol and drugs nearly killed you and had you acting like a fool. It took all your money. The fornication and adultery has you wondering if you're going to get AIDS. You say, man, I'm just not ready yet. My response is an echo from the past. What's the matter? Chicken? I double dog dare you.